The city of Boston has a new Office of LGBTQ Plus Advancement. Its first executive director will be Quincy J. Roberts Sr. He's a longtime activist who was the LGBTQ Plus community liaison in the city's Office of Neighborhood Services. The new office doesn't open until July 1st, but he's joining us now to talk about his plans. Good morning, Quincy.
Good morning, Rupa. Thanks for having me this morning.
So what does it mean for you to be appointed to this role, and why do you think it's important?
For me, it's history. It's historic to have a black gay man from the South lead this charge in the city of Boston with all its history, good and bad. So I've had all these ideas for over a decade, and for the first time, I really feel like I'm being heard and understood. This current administration is just pushing forward and being bold, and that's what I'm known for pushing the envelope, holding people accountable, and being bold. So it's an honor for me.
What do you see as the office's main goals as it starts out?
Through the first year is all about empowerment. And then second, we want to make sure that the queer community know all the many resources that the city has, whether that's housing, whether that's job opportunities, whether that's mental health services, just making sure that we help people thrive.
In the past, this weekend would be the traditional Pride Parade in Boston. The group Boston Pride disbanded last year, and that means no centralized parade in a city that takes pride in being welcoming to LGBTQ people. What do you think the lack of a Pride Parade means for the city?
It means a lot for the city of Boston. The city has been resilient from its existence, and Boston Pride dissolving for whatever reason has given the community an opportunity to rise and be resilient. My last real pride or pride parade was 3 years ago with Mayor Walsh. And I thought it was really good. It was a lot of different events. But now there's quadruple more things to do without Boston Pride. So in a matter of a week, I've been to 13 different events. And they're very diverse events. And that's what I think the queer community is going to get out of this lack of Boston Pride, quote unquote. It also gives people an opportunity to step up. Because for years, including myself, we were relying on a group of people, 5 to 10 people, to put together this big mega weekend. And we really didn't participate. So now it forces the LGBT community to come out of their houses and do something. So I love how the community has just wrapped their arms around each other and just said, we're going to do something.
So part of the pushback against the Boston Pride organization was its lack of people of color on the board and a perceived lack of attention paid to people of color, especially trans people of color. So what do you think you can do to make sure everyone in the LGBTQ plus community gets a seat at the table?
So what I've been finding in these focus groups, I've done 4 so far in the last 8 months, but what we have heard was, number one, housing. Housing is the number one issue. Number two is employment opportunities. And then number three is Boston Pride and the lack of safe spaces. So what we have been intentional about, our very first event that the City of Boston's LGBTQ plus Advancement Office sponsored was the Trans Pride Day, which took place on June 4th on City Hall Plaza. We're also venturing out to work with some trans men, specifically African-American trans men and some other community members to put together the first ball. It's going to be centered around the Bel Air, the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. And now we just want to let people know, straight, gay, or indifferent, that this community is vibrant, it's diverse, and it has value.
What are the issues that are still in our blind spots? What are we not thinking about that is challenging the local communities?
Through those focus groups, a lot of our seniors said they feel alone. So I think the city focuses a lot on gay youth. So I just want to make sure that we give as much attention to our queer seniors.
Before I let you go, I need to say happy Pride Month. How are you going to be celebrating this month?
Happy Pride. Happy Pride, Boston. And let's go Celtics. I will be celebrating just attending these events and just reconnect with the community and just celebrate.
Quincy J. Roberts Sr. is the head of Boston's new Office of LGBTQ Plus Advancement. Thank you for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you. Goodbye.